Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank God for you tonight. We thank God for each and every caller on this evening. We thank God for the power, hallelujah, of prayer and the prayer of faith, knowing that God is not just able, hallelujah, but we are expecting, oh, glory be to God, we are expecting and anticipating God to do a mighty work in our individual lives, in our families, in every area that God needs to tend to. We believe that God, hallelujah, through his grace and his mercy, will bless you and bless you indeed. Hallelujah. We're going to go right into prayer tonight. But from the First Samuel, the book of First Samuel, I just want to read a few verses of scripture. Again, we thank God for every caller. We'll take prayer requests and praise reports later in the hour. But we thank God for each and every one of you, because we know we're two or more gathered in his name, that he would be in the midst.
Yes.
1 Samuel chapter 1, and I'll start at verse 12. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth.
My God.
Now Hannah, she spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought that she had been drunk. And Eli said unto her, how long will you be drunk? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance, glory be to God, of my complaint and grief have I spoken. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, even as Hannah prayed, Lord, glory be to God. She was barren, and Penina, her adversary, tormented her. And Lord, she came to you, and she prayed to God, and she cried out so much so that she lost words in the natural. But her heart prayed out. And God, you heard her. We know the end of the story. The prophet Samuel was born. And we thank God that you opened her womb, because you heard her prayers, the prayers of Hannah. And we believe strongly tonight that you hear the prayers of the righteous tonight, because they do avail us much. So we pray for each and every person under the sound of our voice, Lord, under the sound of our voice, even as the priest Eli said, go in peace and may the God grant you your petition. That's my prayer for each and every person on this prayer line tonight. May God grant you your petition. Whatever you're standing in the need of, glory be to God. God hears you. Heaven hears you. God is right now activating angels on your behalf. And I believe not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God, God is going to bless you. Bless you indeed.
Yes.
So, Lord, I thank you for the power of prayer tonight. You said pray for one another and confess your faults to one another, that we all might be healed. Somebody is standing in the need of healing tonight. My God. Somebody is standing in the need of healing tonight. I don't know if it's emotional healing. I don't know if it's mental healing. I don't know if it's spiritual healing. I don't know if it's healing in the natural. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace had been laid upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, you are already healed. You are healed tonight, beloved. Receive it by faith. Hallelujah. Jesus saw the woman and said, your faith has made you whole. You called this prayer line tonight. God sees your faith. He sees your faithfulness, and the people of God who live by faith and not by sight reward, God, reward those who live by faith. Glory be to God. So I thank God from glory. I thank God that his mercies are new every morning. I thank God for the grace and the mercy that he continues to afford us on a daily basis. Lord, we thank you tonight for our houses. We thank you for our cars. We thank you for our jobs. We thank you for our sources of income tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we're not hospitalized. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that we're in our right minds. We don't want to take nothing for granted. So with a spirit of thanksgiving, glory be to God, wherever you are, just lift up holy hands, total surrender, total thanksgiving, total praise unto God, and say, Lord, I thank you for my family. Lord, I thank you for being in my sanity. Lord, I thank you for the peace of God which surpassed all understanding. Somebody had trouble sleeping, and now you can sleep because God gave you peace. Somebody in the name of Jesus had stress and worry that was unsurmountable, and right now God has given you peace. So, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name on tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we know right now that our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard. It hasn't even entered into our hearts what you have prepared for those of us who love you. So, Lord, make us ready. Prepare us for the blessing. Condition us and equip us to handle what you have in mind for us. In the name of Jesus, and turn away every sickness. Turn away every disease. Turn away every infirmity, every affliction. We put it right now under the blood of Jesus. The blood will never lose its power. Oh, glory be to God. Receive that tonight. We had Holy Communion on Sunday, and we were reminded of the shed blood of Jesus. He died for our sins, and we thank God, hallelujah, that heaven is now our home. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and we thank God for glory. We thank God even for right now that heaven will be made and manifested in the earth realm tonight. In the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, anyone who's been discouraged, we say, Lord, encourage them tonight. Anyone who has been frustrated, Lord, increase their level of faith. Anyone in the name of Jesus who had this pressure trying to come on them, right now, Lord, we put on the garment of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, anyhow. That's right. I said it, devil. Hallelujah, anyhow. Agree with me tonight, people of God. The devil is a liar. That's why we're praying for our families. That's why we pray for our children. That's why we pray for our churches. Because glory be to God. In the natural, it may look one way, but in the supernatural, God is doing something behind the scenes. God is doing something mighty in our midst. And when it manifests, when he's demonstrated, we know it's going to be the power of prayer. We know that our prayers and our petitions and our supplications are activating heaven right now. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, the New Creation Church family, we believe in prayer because prayer works. Oh, glory be to God. I said prayer works. So, Lord, I cover every family right now with the power of prayer. Every marriage right now with the power of prayer. Every child, every grandchild, our extended family members, Lord, in the name of Jesus, everyone standing in the need of prayer, looking to the hills which cometh they help. Our help comes from the Lord. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're not praying to a false god. We're not praying to a weak god. We're not praying to a deaf god. But our God, hallelujah, is a mighty God. He is a wonderful God. He is the Prince of Peace. He is wonderful. He is the Abba Father which art in heaven. He is God all by himself. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. I said he is the first and the last. That's the God that we serve. And aside him, there is no other. Oh, glory be to God. We were reminded at New Creation on Sunday that all power belongs to God. I'm going to say that again. All power belongs to God. I'm going to say it one more time. Three is a significant number. All power belongs to God. And that's why we're going to God. He can put the devil up under his feet. He can, in the name of Jesus, make your crooked places straight. He's the only one that can do the impossible tonight. He's the only one still performing miracles. He's the only one still doing feats. In the name of Jesus, the word says signs, wonders, and miracles will follow us if we believe. And right now, Lord, turn up our belief. Turn up our level of faith. Increase our capacity to believe the scriptures, to believe the living word of God. After all, you said heaven and earth will pass away, but you said your word will remain forever in the mighty name of Jesus. In the beginning was the word, and we preach the word. We pray the word. We believe in the word. Sickness is not our portion, beloved. Poverty is not our portion, beloved. Confusion and chaos is not our portion. He's a God of peace, and right now I speak peace to every household. I felt that, Pastor.
No worries.
I speak peace to every person's mind. God has given you the ability to take every thought captive and make it obedient to God. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about them bills. Don't worry about them children. Give it over to God. That's why we're praying tonight. The Bible says Hannah prayed and God heard her. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I believe, oh, Shibi Ekobo. And I believe he's hearing us tonight. As a matter of fact, I know he's hearing us tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So every Tuesday, we thank God for every intercessor. If you're on this line tonight, you are an intercessory prayer warrior. It doesn't matter if you're not audible. You're touching and agreeing in the spirit realm. He says with two or more, touch and agree. The power of agreement is on this line. The power of love and unity is on this line. As I give it to Pastor Rebecca, Pastor, I was reminded of 1 Corinthians 13.
Yes.
As we have a drug and alcohol addiction program that we pray for, and people are getting delivered from drugs and alcohol and any kind of addiction, that program is founded on 1 Corinthians 13, the power of love.
Yes.
Increase our level of love tonight.
Yes, sir.
In the mighty name of Jesus. You said without love, we're nothing but a clanging brass or a tingling cymbal. Yes. You don't care if we can preach, if we can prophesy, if we have great gifts, without love, you said it's nothing. So right now we're praying with the spirit of love for one another. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we open up the prayer lines, as we intercede and cover one another, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak long life.
Yes.
I felt that right there. Long life, provision for your bills and your mortgages. Increase coming to your house. Health and wholeness and wellness coming to your body. I just sense right now, so somebody had a pain or torment in their members.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, as we continue to pray, you feel a release already.
My God.
You feel a release. I said you feel a release already. Your spirit has been elevated and pain must subside. Pain must decrease when the spirit elevates. So I thank God tonight, even as we continue to pray, if you got pain in your body, if you got a tormenting thorn, right now, before this hour is over, I know that God is going to do a work in your body. He's going to do a work with your natural members. He's going to do a work from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I decree it and I declare it, and the word says it is established in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God.
We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for divine healing, God. We thank you for supernatural healing on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your presence, Father God, on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for every person that has come, O God. Lord, somebody is looking for a miracle, God. And, Lord, we release miracles in the physical realm on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pull supernatural power from the spiritual realm into the natural realm in the name of Jesus. Father God, whatever they're looking for, Lord, you know, Father God, what the requirements are on this prayer line on tonight. And Lord, we declare by faith that it is so. We declare by faith that it is done in Jesus' name. So Lord, we thank you for signs and wonders, Father God, following your word. We thank you for signs and wonders following this prayer in the name of Jesus. Even as the people come by faith, God, Lord, they could be anywhere else, but they come to this prayer line by faith, and we feel your presence. I feel your presence, God, and we thank you for your Holy Ghost, Father God. We thank you for your power, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for being with us. You said, with two or more are gathered in my name, that I will be with them. So, Lord, touch each and every person under the sound of our voices on tonight, God. Somebody's discouraged.
Ooh.
And they need another touch from you, God. Somebody's going through, God. And they need some hope tonight.
Yes.
Somebody's, Father God, having some problems with their children, oh Lord. And they need some answers, oh God. Somebody's short on money, God. And they need a supernatural release of resources, of funds, of money on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's having problems, like Pastor said. The healing is being released on this line tonight for every sickness. In the name of Jesus, for every sickness, for every debilitating disease, for every pain, for every ache, in the name of Jesus, we cast out every demon. We cast down every demon. We cast out every demon on assignment on tonight. And we declare, woman of God, thou art loose.
Yes.
Man of God, thou art loose. Loose that man and let him go. Loose that woman and let her go. We bind up the hands of Satan and we loose God's healing power. We loose God's joy. We loose God's peace. We loose God's wisdom. We loose, oh glory, God's plan on this line tonight in the name of Jesus, declaring whatever plan you have for us, God, we are ready to walk out your plan. We're ready to receive everything that you have for us, God. We declare that we are the head and not the tail. We declare that we are the top and not the bottom, oh Lord. We declare that we are above and never beneath. We declare that we are the healed and not the sick, oh God. We declare that we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We declare that prosperity and riches are in our homes.
Prosperity.
We declare that great is the peace of our children. We declare that you are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Yes.
And there is none like you, Lord. So, Lord, we bless your name tonight. And we worship you on tonight. And we come against every hindering spirit. Oh, we come against every hindering spirit right now that will try to come against the people of God, and we declare that no weapon formed against the people of God can prosper. And Lord, even as we get ready to take prayer requests, Lord, we pray for those little girls in Africa, oh God. Lord, those girls, even as the African presidency, even as those in control in Africa have said that they have good news, oh God, on how to get those girls out. They know where they are, God, but continue to give them wisdom, oh God, to get each and every one of those precious little girls out, oh God. Continue, Father God, to give them a hedge of protection around them as they go in. Let not one life be lost, oh God, for those who are going in on the rescue mission and for the little girls that they're about to bring out of captivity, oh God. Oh, glory. Lord, just like you loosed us, God, loose those girls, oh God. Set them free, oh God. Bring them back to their parents. Bring them back, oh God, to safety, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you can do it, and we pray for the United States of America.
Yeah.
Lord, we pray for the president of Barack Obama. We pray for his wife, First Lady Michelle. We pray for their children, God. We pray for a hedge of protection around the White House. We come against every spirit of assassination, oh God. We come against the spirit of murder, oh God. We pray for the streets of our cities, every city in the United States of America, from the U.S., from North to Florida, to Sanford, in the name of Jesus, from L.A. to Delaware, oh God, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, we thank you for your hand, oh God, that will go and bring peace in the land, oh God, peace be still on all these urban shootings, peace be still on fathers murdering their children, peace be still on mothers killing their kids, peace be still on the devil running rampant in our households, peace be divorce, the spirit of divorce, peace be still on the spirit of abuse, peace be still on the spirit of poverty, peace be still on the spirit of addiction. Peace be still on every demonic opposition coming against your people and coming against those, Father God, that you have ordained, oh God, to be saved, oh God, for such a time as this, oh Lord, save souls, change lives, set the captives free, God. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries,
let's,
oh God. Let your spirit, your Pentecost Holy Ghost be Father God, evident in that house. God, we give that church to you, oh God. New Creation is your church. We are your servants, oh God. We commit ourselves to you, God. Pastor Andy and I give ourselves away to you, God. And we say, have your way, Lord. Not our will, but let your will be done, God. Use us for your glory, God. You ask Isaiah, who can you send, God? We are available to you, oh God. Send us, oh God, to save souls. Send us to change lives. Send us to set the captives free. Send us to preach this gospel. Send us to write books. Send us, oh God, hallelujah, to save marriages. Send us, oh God, hallelujah, to break the yoke of addiction. Send us, oh God, hallelujah, to stand as examples, oh God, before your flock, oh God, of a godly man and woman of God, pastors after your own heart, God, in the name of Jesus, who are giving you the glory, God. We will continue, not a moko shedamah, to give you the glory, God. It's not our will, but let your will be done, God. We give this church to you, every family, God. We pray for every family, oh God. Bless every family of New Creation Christian Ministry. Bless every family under the sound of my voice, oh God. Bless every family that's connected to this prayer line. Bless every family. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So, Lord, oh, mavakasha. Oh, even as we take prayer requests, God, have your way, God. Let your will be done. We bind up the hand of the spirit of Jezebel and retaliation and backlash and witchcraft. And we declare, Father God, that those who are free in Christ are free indeed, God. Loose the gifts, oh God. Hallelujah. In your house, loose the resources, God. Bring in the money, God, so that we can do the ministry that you called us to do. Let there be no shortage, oh God. Bring in the resources, oh God. Give us the building, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you for overflow, God. Thank you for overflow. Give us the city, oh glory, hallelujah, and the four surrounding cities. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Hillside, Irvington, Elizabeth, Union, and Newark, oh God. Lord, let us take that territory for you, your church, God, not just New Creation, but every church, oh God, that's living for you, oh God, in integrity and honor. So God, we praise you and we magnify your name. Bless my mother, oh God. Continue to bless her and keep her, oh God. Bless her and touch her, even as she comes to this prayer line, God, in Florida, oh God. Bless her children and her grandchildren. Bless her household. Let there be no lack in her home, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Bless, oh God. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the prayer lines. Hallelujah. We see those hands. We're going to open up the prayer lines. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Again, we're going to open up the prayer lines. Just press 1 on your phone device. We're going to get to every caller tonight, and we thank God for each and every caller tonight. We're going to take this first call. God bless you this evening. Area code 973. Area code 973. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Yes, we can hear you. And God bless you tonight.
Amen. Amen. Hello?
Did you have a prayer request? Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, this is Kathy Thompson calling. First of all, I'm calling to say thank you for both you and your wife. My prayer request tonight is for healing for my mom, healing for myself, but the Thompson family and my cousin Sandy. She needs the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father God, we pray. Name, we worship you, Lord. Lord, you are worthy. There's none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are, Lord. We thank you for your throne room being open to us on tonight, God, as we come boldly to you on tonight, God. Lord, we're not coming to Buddha or Allah. We're coming to you, Jehovah, our God, our Lord, our King.
Yes,
and, Lord,
Lord,
we are faithful on tonight, and we're worshiping you on tonight, God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this woman of God, this prayer warrior, this intercessor, oh, God.
Thank you, God.
Vessel of honor, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Kathy's life, oh, God. We
thank
you, Lord,
God,
for your hand upon her life, God.
Lord God,
we thank you,
God,
right now, God. Lay your hands on her, oh, God. Touch her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing power, oh, nana,
yes,
pouring forth from this prayer line, oh, God. We thank you for touching her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, God. We
thank
you for touching, Father God, every organ, oh, God, of her body. Her kidneys, her heart, her digestive system, oh, God. Hallelujah. Her spleen,
glory,
every vital organ, oh, God. In the name of Jesus,
name
oh, God. We
Jesus.
Thank you for regulating her blood, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the cleansing, purifying blood of Jesus, oh, God, flowing through her veins right now in the
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So we
glory.
Speak healing, oh, God, to the bloodline, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
we
of
seek
Jesus.
Healing, oh, God. Hallelujah. To the bloodline of the council family, oh, God. Kathy and her mother, oh, God. Her sister, oh, God. Her cousin, Sandy, oh, God.
Yes.
In the name
Touch
of Jesus,
right
Lord,
now.
We
Let
thank you, Lord, that you can do. Yes, God, hallelujah. You can do everything but fail.
That's right.
I baptize Kathy right now, God, with more power, oh, God, in the
name of Jesus.
With the evidence, oh, God, of the power of your Holy Ghost, oh, God, even speaking in tongues, oh, God. Lord, give her, Father God, more power, oh, God, right now, God. Stir it up in her belly, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. More. Stir up your power. Stir up your power in her belly, God. Flood out all of, Father God, the devil's assignment, oh, God. Hallelujah. Cleanse her and purge her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. She's, Father God, already, Father God, been made clean from all sickness, from all illness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. She's been cleansed and healed by your word, oh, God, and no contention. No poison, oh, God, can rest or rule or reside in her body. So we declare her healed on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We declare her healed. We declare her mom healed, oh, God. We declare her sister healed. Lord, they are daughters of Abraham. Glory. They are daughters of Abraham. We declare Sandy healed, oh, God. They are daughters of Abraham, God. They confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, oh, God. They have turned their back on the devil. They have renounced the works of darkness, oh, God, and walked into you, been translated into your marvelous light. And you said, oh, God, that healing is the children's bread, oh, God, so that they are your daughters, oh, God. We put you in remembrance of your word, God.
Glory.
We put you in remembrance of your word, and we thank you for miracles, God. We've been asking you for miracles on this line, God, and we thank you for miracles, God. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for praise. God, you've given us praise reports of jobs, and you've given us praise reports of
You've given us praise reports, oh God, of provision. And you've given us praise reports of people getting their joy back on this prayer line, God. And
uh-huh.
Lord, we're asking to get another praise report. Ah, we're asking for a praise report for these four women.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Each and every one of them, God, that all of them will be healed. All of them are healed. All
mm-hmm.
of them are healed. All of them are healed. God, manifest your word. Manifest the words that we are declaring over her life right now. Manifest the words that we are declaring over Mother Shirley Tonsil tonight.
Thank you, God.
The word that we're declaring over Kimmy Tonsil tonight. Manifest the word that we're declaring over Sandy tonight, God,
they
are healed by the stripes and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
They are healed. They are healed in Jesus' name. So, Lord,
we thank you
for divine manifestation, and we wait for the report, God. We know that it's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Give them a peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
Allow them to continue to walk in faith, oh God. Continue
yes.
to increase their joy. We break
yes.
the bond of depression. We break it. We break it. We break
Thank
it.
You.
We lose your joy. We lose
Thank
your
you.
Joy. We lose your joy. We lose your peace. And we lose your healing. We lose your deliverance, oh God. You said you would save us, God, and we would be saved. You said
mm-hmm.
you would heal us, and we would be healed. You
yes.
said you would deliver us, and we would be
and
we would be delivered.
Oh, hallelujah.
I feel God right now, God.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you that it's already done.
It's already
done.
Jesus'
name.
In Jesus' name.
You declare it over your own life. Go ahead and say it. It's
I
already
declare,
done.
I declare victory, victory.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Victory
in Jesus, our Savior forever. My God, he sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. My God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah. He cleansed
Glory.
Us. He cleansed us from all sickness, from all diseases, from all sin, from all anything the devil was trying to sin. We already been cleansed and healed and
right.
set free and delivered. Hallelujah. So you
devil
walk
is
in your
a
victory,
liar.
My sister. Yes.
Devil is a liar.
Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Lord. Go ahead and praise him. Hallelujah. We praise
thank
you, oh
God. Thank you,
God. God, we magnify your name. We praise you in advance, oh God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
For what you already done. Oh, glory.
Mm-hmm.
Lord,
yes.
even if we wait on the doctor's report, Lord, we know that your report say we are healed, oh God.
Oh,
in
yes.
the
by
name
your stripes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank
My God.
Thank
so God bless
God,
you.
Thank you both.
Yes,
Ooh.
God be the glory. Listen, God's doing it. He's already done it. And
oh,
we're
yes.
just waiting for the manifestation. And we believe, God, with you. We touch and agree with you on tonight for
Thank
your
you,
healing.
God. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
I receive it all.
Receive
it.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for Kathy on
yes.
tonight. To God be all
yes.
the glory. Hallelujah. And I just, Kathy, are you still there?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I just hear God saying, you were just obedient even in calling tonight.
Yes.
And that still small voice spoke to you, and you persevered, and you called. And I don't know if distractions tried to even come up, but you were determined. And God said, I saw that act of your faith, and I'm going to bless you because of it.
Oh.
So continue
okay.
to hear that still small voice. Continue, glory be to God. The Spirit of God is going to speak to you on a constant. And as you continue to obey God, God's going to continue to elevate you and bless you and heal
Thank
you and do miraculous works
God.
In your life. So continue to obey the Spirit of the living God and watch the test become a testimony.
Yeah, the devil was trying to click my phone off. I said, I'm going to try listening anyway.
I was able to hear all that you had for me.
Right. Ooh,
I just kind of saw the spirit a little distraction, but you was
right.
determined.
Yeah. See, there's it's clicking, but I'm sorry.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. Be encouraged, my sister.
Yes. Devil is
God
a liar.
Devil is a liar.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for
Mommy says she thank you as well.
Oh, okay. Amen. Amen.
Dear
the family, I love. Okay,
that's
God
right.
Bless.
We love you back. We love you back.
Okay.
Go ahead and take your next call.
Okay. Amen. And that's Kathy and Mother Thompson. We come and thank God for them tonight. I just sensed Pastor, something tried to interfere, but they got through.
Jeez.
And she just said, you know, it was a blessing, even sometimes with it. And we try to oppose what we want to do for God. Area code 404, we thank God for you this evening. 404, God bless you. Glad to be here. Praise God to the saints. And praise God for Pastor and husband Pastor. And I just want to say shout out to you and blessings be upon you.
Amen. God bless you, Jesse. God bless you. So good to hear your voice.
Glad to hear yours.
Amen. And we receive that blessing. Amen. And we just thank God for you and for you calling in. I'm glad you called to check in with us. I said I was thinking about you. I was wondering how things were going.
Things are going good. You know, Mama Carmen, get on if you don't call. And I was on vacation. And it honestly slipped my mind last week. So I said all day today, I have reminders. All of you all, please remind me. I need to make an important phone call today. Remind me this evening. So I made that phone call.
Amen. Well, I just sense it's a blessed time in your life. And we're just going to say a brief prayer for you even before you go. And we just thank God for you. Hey. Amen. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name, Lord. Lord, you are worthy to be praised, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for our brother Jesse on tonight, God. Thank you for his life. Thank you for sending him this way, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for blessing him, oh God. Thank you for, Father God, allowing him to have a time of relaxation and rest, oh God, that even during his vacation, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you will continue to let your hand be upon him, continue to give him peace, oh God, continue to stir up his joy, oh God, and let him continue, Father God, to walk, Father God, according to the plan that you have for him, oh God. You said that you know the plans you have for him, plans to prosper him and not to harm him, plans to give him a hope and a future. Oh God, so Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for that plan being made manifest in his life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that greater awaits him, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that his eyes have not seen, nor has his ears heard, nor has it entered into his mind, oh God, the things that you have planned for him, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for this time of blessedness, oh God, this time of joy, oh God, this time of laughter, oh God, that you are allowing him to experience in this season, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We ask that you continue to, brother, keep him in your perfect peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to use him for your glory with his giftings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, allow him to continue to be a blessing to your house and his pastor, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we bless your name. Let every need be met continually, even during these summer months, oh God, as he prepares, oh God, for the new, Father God, the newness, oh glory, for the new things, oh God, that you have prepared for him, the newness that he's walking into, God. We thank you for perpetual success. Oh, glory, hallelujah, perpetual success over his life, oh God, that is a never-ending cycle of from going from faith to faith and glory to glory in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless our brother and continue to bless him indeed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, Brother Jesse, we thank God for you tonight that you got a chance to call in. And the school year is over, but I guess not for you. But thank God you got a little vacation, and I pray that the rest of the summer go according to your plan. We thank God.
I just have to share something with you, and I know it wasn't anything but God. Today is actually my father's birthday, and I said to myself, well, yeah, I will give him a call. My father, he doesn't live in the same city I live in, and I said, well, I'm going to give him a call and extend to him, you know, a happy birthday. But then the devil started whispering to him, and something said, you know, my father's never done anything for me. And a part of me was like, well, I should send him something. And then every hour on the hour, something would come up. I would say, well, it's raining. I shouldn't get out and go to the bank. Well, I left my job to go get me something to eat, and my car engine light came on. It was time for service. Well, I had to go to the bank. And it's so amazing how God put those things, because I was like, all of a sudden my engine light came on today, and then when I got to there, I was thinking it was going to be something bad, and the man said, oh, you just need an oil change. So I got to the car dealership, and something said, just go ahead and go to the post. This was right across the street from where the bank was, and I think God just shift things in divine order for certain reasons. And I just had to give that testimony because here I was saying, okay, I need to go get my car serviced. That's going to be $300. It was only $25. It was only a oil change. But it was literally across the street from the bank and the post office because I had come up with every excuse, I'll do it at the end of the month. I'm not going to do it now or what have you. But God made things happen a systematic way to whereas I had to send my father something on his birthday. And I can only say that was God.
My God.
And we touch and agree with you knowing that that was God. The word says, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. That first reaction was to sing your father, bless him on his birthday, regardless of the past. And it's amazing how the enemy, as you said, tries to rise up in our lives when we know the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. But in this particular incident, you got the victory, my brother.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
And that's also God was showing the newness. He says, behold, I do a new thing. Remember not the former things. And he's just doing a new thing.
Amen.
A new thing. My God, a new thing. There's restoration there, you know. And it's just amazing. I have not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered your heart, the things that God's going to do as you continue to allow him to direct your path. God is going to blow your mind.
Oh, amen. I accept it. I accept it.
Amen. So we thank you for testimony. God has done is amazing because both of us here have had to forgive our fathers. Pastor Anthony and myself. Yeah, wow. If you could hear our story, I mean, wow. God has really restored us even in the area. And this is not so much, that gift that you sent today was not so much for your dad because it's going to release him, but it was even the more so for you.
Hell, amen. And you know what? All I can say, I can't even express to you how the devil was coming up with every excuse. In the rain, Pastor, as soon as I walked out of the building, the rain stopped because I could see the rain from the window and the door of the bank. And I said, well, it's just rain, and I'll do it some other time. And the rain stopped when I walked out of
the bank. My God. That's so powerful. It's supernatural because you just did a simple act of forgiveness, you know, even without saying a word. Express forgiveness, and that loosens the shackles. The devil realized that once you got that envelope in the mail, he would have no more power because it was something supernatural. It's a done deal. So, Lord, we just thank you for, Father God, the breakthrough in our brother's life and keep blessing him, keep allowing him to, even as the devil comes and tries to torment him with unforgiveness, keep allowing him to release, Father God, every remembrance, Father God, of the old things, Father God, and continues to press his way into the new. So we thank you, Lord, that he is free in Christ and free indeed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And keep declaring your forgiveness, you know. Just that's what we did, and we know that you're on that same road, and you just watch God. He's going to open up a whole nother bouquet of blessings for you.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen. We thank God for Brother Jesse on tonight. And it's so powerful, Pastor, as God wants our entire lives whole.
Yes.
He wants every area of our lives to be working and operating in full capacity. And we thank God that even our Brother Jesse's testimony encouraged someone tonight. I know it encouraged me, and we have so many callers on the line tonight, and somebody needed to hear that, that he got the victory. Hallelujah.
This is when we take that call. I just want to just pray a prayer of healing. Father God, we pray healing, Father God, over every heart, Father God, even as dealing with pain from the past, God. We thank you for our brother Jesse sharing so openly on tonight, even about his dad, God. And Father God, for helping Pastor Emmy and myself to forgive our fathers. So we pray for everybody on this line right now, God, that's dealing with, Father God, pain from the past, hurt from childhood, oh God. We pray, Father God, against the spirit of abandonment and betrayal and rejection, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our heavenly Father and that you love us and you accept us and you receive us. So where mother and father have forsaken us, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you never forsaken us, that you never leave us, that you never abandon us, you never drop the ball on us, but you continually be with us, oh God. So for every person, Father God, who's dealing with anything from the past, God, we ask, Father God, that you help us to forgive, Father God. Help each and every person to say, I release that person on tonight. I don't hold on to any anger. I hold on to no unforgiveness. I hold on to no bitterness. I let nothing hinder me from walking into the fullness of everything that you have for me, Lord. So, Lord, I pray, and I pray healing over every life. I pray blessings over every life tonight. I pray a supernatural release from the past and the pain of the past over every life on tonight in Jesus' name. And let your peace and your joy overwhelm each and every life on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Just receive it on tonight. I know there are more on here tonight. Just receive it in Jesus' name. We're going to take our next caller. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 678. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, and God bless Pastor Anthony. I am calling for a prayer, but first I want to give thanks to God. He deserves all the glory. I want to thank him for his grace upon my life. I want to thank him for healing my friend. She had surgery last week, and even though I forgot to pray for her on the prayer line, I still pray regardless. And she had thyroid. Her thyroid removed, the whole thyroid, and she was kind of scared that it could have been cancerous. And thank God it wasn't cancer, so I thank God for that. And I want to ask God to bless Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, because they too deserve all the blessings, them, their family, their mother, even though I don't know her, but bless them all because she has blessed us with this prayer line, and she has blessed me, I know for sure. And I just give thanks to God because he's not only my healer, but he's my savior, my best friend, my father, my salvation. He's my savior. He's my everything, and I just want to thank God for that. Thank you very much. I just want you to continue to pray for my household.
Yes, we will do that. Let us lift that up before the Lord. Father, we thank you,
Lord,
for Sister Maria tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, even bringing her friend to this altar of grace, Lord, with the thyroid. Thank God, Father God, that the negative cancer report came back in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life to her friend. Long life will you satisfy her with in the mighty name of Jesus, and no weapon formed against her will prosper. So we thank you, Lord, as we have her on the altar right now, that you will bless her, strengthen her. Every sickness, infirmity, or disease right now is canceled by the power of the living God.
Yes.
We plead the blood over her life. Bless us, Maria, her household, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Even as she gave you praise for the many characteristics that you have in her personal life, Lord, she looks to you. She looks to you. She calls upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. She loves you, and she receives it back. Thank you for the reciprocity. Thank you. the name of Jesus, that you know us as your children. Our individual needs. So I thank you for her life, even the calls with the praise report and the prayer request, thinking about others always, that you would esteem her and encourage her in every position, man, every need, every need being met. Give her the resources that she needs. Give her the resources and the networks and the people, Lord, that she needs to make things happen, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we decree and declare manifestation and demonstration of mighty miracles in her house. In Jesus' name. I said we decree and declare the manifestation and demonstration of mighty miracles in her house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Man, I feel God. I feel the power of God.
Yes,
I feel the
Lord.
Energy
thank
from God.
Yes,
I feel the love of God right
thank
now. In the,
yes,
name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, you always have an encouraging word. You have an encouraging spirit. And let God build, continue to build that up, especially in the times in which we're living. Pastor,
yes,
I love your spirit.
You.
We love you. And we thank God for
you.
Amen.
God bless you both. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for always praying for us and letting us know that you're praying. When you come on, you always lift us up. And we just thank God for that and thank God for you because it's just prayer changes things. It's much needed.
Yes.
And your prayer. You and those on this line who come weekly and pray with us are making a difference in our lives as well as us making a difference in your lives. And it's to God be the glory because we know even
to
though
God
we're praying
all
for
the glory.
Yes, to God be the glory. And we just thank God
to
for
God
you standing in the gap.
Thank you.
Yes. You keep giving him the glory, and he's going to keep blessing you. And you heard Pastor the word that it's manifested. You're going to see. We get to the point where we see the substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God bless you. And
we will talk
to you soon. And keep your friend. We thank God for the praise report on your friend.
And you guys have a good night, okay?
Thank you. Good night. God bless you.
Okay.
Yes, that's Sister Maria. Again, we thank God for her. Every caller, we're going to get to every caller. We see these hands raised.
Yes.
And we're going to get to every caller on tonight. We thank God for you. Sister Maria, as she called in. And we're going to take more calls. Again, press 1 on your phone device, and we'll put you in the air. If it's a praise report or a prayer request, we just want to pray with you and pray for you. We thank God for each and every caller tonight. Area code 757.
Hello, Pop. How are
you?
Can you hear me?
God bless.
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you.
Yes.
Yes, I was calling with a praise report and also for prayer requests. I was calling. Remember, I planted a seed to you guys, and I got another unexpected check on Friday, a child support check for $218. I praise the Lord for that. And also, remember, I had you guys to pray regarding my AC. God directed me to a person who can fix my AC. He's only going to charge me $100 to fix my AC compressor. The part was $200, so altogether, I paid about $300, and he's going to fix it for me on Friday. I'm going to tell you that I want you guys to pray for housing doors, to continue to pray for housing doors for myself. And I had an interview last Friday, and I'm expecting more to come my way. So pray for the job doors and the housing doors to continue to manifest on my behalf.
Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, for our sister tonight.
Yes.
Even as you have given her favor, Lord, even with the automobile repairs, and Father God, the seed that she sold.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for the increase that came back immediately,
yes.
Father.
We thank you
for your word that seed time and harvest will remain as long as the earth remains.
Thank you, Lord.
You said give and it shall be given back to you.
Thank you.
Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall people give back to you.
you. And, Lord,
yes,
somebody needs to hear that testimony that
thank
you gave her favor, Lord, that she didn't have
God.
To pay the large amount for the auto repairs,
yes,
that Father
yes,
God, even believing you for favor for housing, that she'll
Jesus.
Get the house,
thank
Lord,
Jesus.
That the desires
thank
of her heart will be manifested in the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus.
Thank
so we thank
Jesus.
You for her
thank
life, Lord,
thank
even
you,
as she has
Jesus.
Sown into
thank
me and my wife in the New Creation
thank
Church.
You,
Lord,
thank
bless
you,
her. Continue
thank
to bless
you,
her. Continue
thank
to
you,
send
Jesus.
Checks in the mail. Give her money
woo,
and increase
Jesus.
In every area
you,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank
so, Lord, we
bless
thank
you
for
God.
Stirring
thank
up the
you,
gift
Jesus.
Of God in her in the
thank
mighty
you,
name of Jesus that
thank
she can
you,
bring
Jesus.
Your name glory. Hallelujah.
Thank
in the
hallelujah.
Mighty name
thank
of Jesus.
Jesus.
And God
thank
says,
you,
God says, he'll continue to bless you. He's going to continue to bless you. Even as you've seen favor with reduction, you thought the auto repairs would be even more. God's going to continue that favor to happen as you go into this next school year with the jobs
what?
That you have pending, with the housing in the name
yes.
of Jesus, even being cool during the summer. That's symbolic of how God, oh, glory be to God. He may not, God said he may not come when you want him to, but he'll be there right on time. He's always right on time. And he's fixing that air conditioner right in the heat of the summer, and God is saying to you, I'm always going to be there when you need me. So keep trusting God. Keep believing God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
amen.
You, Father.
Yes.
Thank
hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 I hear the Lord saying that he's taking you to a wealthy place. God's taking you to a wealthy place.
Jesus.
Even as Pastor praying, he showed me that he's taking you to a wealthy place. Hallelujah! It's just he's expanding your territory. Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus, hallelujah! And he's clearing some things up. I just saw a lot of light. You know, there's some dark areas, but then God is shining light, and he's bringing light into a lot of
thank
dark
you.
Areas, and
yes.
he's clearing things up. He's answering questions. He's giving you wisdom. He's giving you revelation. He's opening everything that comes. He's even giving you wisdom on how he's directing your path or how to find solutions. My God,
yes.
hallelujah,
yes.
for problems that come up in your life. Hallelujah,
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah. And God is saying, he just said one more thing. I just heard God say this, even as I took the phone, that he's shifting your seasons. My God. God is giving you heat in the winter, and he's giving you air in the summer, and he's shifting your seasons, my God. And in other words, and he said that your harvest, you know, they normally wait for the harvest time to come in the fall,
yes.
but God
yes.
is shifting your season, my God.
Jesus.
But he's giving you
Jesus.
Comfort year round. He's going to give you blessings year round. There's not going to be a certain time or date on the calendar, my God, that you're going to have to wait for the blessing that God, oh, glory, and God showed me, even as he prepared the job for you in the summer and you wait for the position in the fall, my God, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah, how that word is coming together and he's shifting the seasons and you're going to be comfort. You're going to have comfort and provision and blessings year-round. So, my God, I just hear God say it. Pastor, you just said it. It's a done deal. It's a done deal. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. He said, hey, have not hear God saying it. I hear God saying, have not been doing it for you. In other words, it's already done. You're just walking it out. He says, I have not been doing it for you. I've been not
yes.
doing it. It's done. It's a done deal, sis. It's
Jesus.
A done deal. So you continue to walk that thing out. You're walking into the best years of your life. Your
wow.
sense of that the struggle is over. Oh, glory,
Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah. Your latter days
yes,
will
Lord.
Be greater.
Mm-hmm.
I said your latter days shall
thank
be
you,
greater
God.
Than
thank
your
you,
former
Jesus.
Days. Hallelujah.
It.
Hallelujah.
You,
it's a new season.
Thank
my
Jesus.
God.
Yes, Lord,
it's
I
a new day.
Thank you, Jesus.
My
God.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you for this woman's servant, and
thank
even as it's already praise over her life, what you're doing in her life. God, we thank you for being a done deal. We thank you for every prayer being answered according to your will. We thank you for unexpected blessings. Checks and money's coming in the mail. God, we thank you for the prophet's reward. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for provision. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and what you have for her, nobody can stop. Nobody can abort it. It can't be taken back. What you have for her is for her. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, prophetess. Thank you,
Amen. And thank you for sending the seed.
And you keep praising him.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Amen. Bye. We thank God for her. Amen. She periodically sends us a blessing, and we thank God for that act of love towards us in the ministry. Amen. Again, press 1 on your phone device, and we're going to put these callers through and pray with you and pray for you. And if it's a praise report, we'll receive that in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Area code 732. Area code 732. We thank God for you tonight. 732.
Hello, I'm Pastor Rebecca. Pastor Anthony, this is Elijah. How are you guys doing this evening?
God bless you. We're doing good. Good to hear your voice.
That's good. I'm calling on behalf of, you know, I just want to say thank God for this job opportunity, what turned into a career. I'm so grateful for that at a young age. I would like prayer for that. God bless me to go back to school in the upcoming year because I want to move up. You know, why not take it to the highest level that you can do? And that he just blessed me to work something out with my work schedule because, you know, we work 6 days a week, and it's hard. So I'm going to wind up taking night classes, but I'm willing to push and finish to get my degree so I can move forward and, like, you know, just to make things work for myself.
Yes. We're going to definitely pray for that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that all things are going to work together for this young man because he loves you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Father God, you'll give him the desires of his heart, even as he wants that undergraduate degree. Father God, allow the degree and the work schedule to work in unison in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for the tuition. We thank you for the schedule, Lord, being in his favor. We thank you for even the ambition and the desire of a higher achievement, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, continue to increase his thinking. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for his mindset. We thank you that he think big because he serve a big God in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, allow him to even be elevated on this job. Allow the fall season as he registers for school, Father, make it happen. Open doors that no man can shut.
Yes.
So we thank you for Elijah tonight. We thank you for his life. Thank you for his mom and his siblings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to show yourself strong in his life. In the name of Jesus. So we thank God for him. Even as he called for prayer, we just touch and agree tonight. We touch and agree with him tonight that it is done. Because two or more touch and agree, you said we'll have what we ask of you. So we thank you according to your will.
Yes.
We know that education is important.
Yes.
So, Lord, do it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And can be encouraged. It's just a wonderful thing. And you have great desire, not just in the elevation. We bless you to be a blessing. And he's going to continue. He's going to continue to bless you. But once you go to a campus or go online on a computer, you can get that degree. Amen.
Amen. I will do that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank God for you tonight. I think that's our final call, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless. We're so godly proud of him.
Yes.
He went through the probation period. He got that. And we know that he's going to get the degree, the automobile, everything that he needs from God is going to happen.
in Jesus' name.
Yeah, I was going to tell him, Pastor, and Elijah, I know you're still listening, look at the online colleges, and then you will be able to work them with your schedule. So some of the classes are accelerated, but there are classes that will go at a regular pace. But there are quite a few schools, University of Phoenix, Thomas Edison, and there are a couple more schools out there that have online schooling where you can go and get an accredited degree. You can go to an accredited college and get a valid college degree that you can work your own schedule for school. So, Father, we just thank you for this young man and what you're doing in his life. We thank you, Lord, that you will withhold no good thing from him. But we thank you for working his job. We thank you for his career, God. We thank you for him going to the top. We thank you for elevation and promotion. We thank you, Lord, for the expanding of his horizons as he gets more education, as he gets his degrees, oh, God. Lord, we thank you that there is no stopping him. In Jesus' name, God, hallelujah. We just thank you for your blessings upon his life. And as I told your mom, you're going to go far. God has shown me that you're going to the top. So you just continue to pursue and continue to press. And know, Elijah, continue to pursue and continue to press and know that God is taking you to the top. I already spoke that to your mom, and I speak it to you now, that you shall succeed in all that you put your hands to. So continue to keep God first and keep you will succeed in Jesus' name.
Wow. Thank you so
Amen.
Much, Pastor.
So God bless you.
Thank you.
Elijah?
Yes, I'm here. I just want to say thank you because lately, you know, the enemy just been trying to attack me about my life, my future, and everything so much. And it's like no matter what I'm going through, I keep pushing. I keep my head up. I keep the smile. I don't let anything that's bothering me affect me because I know the enemy want to take control, but he's not going to take control because I
Amen.
Know God has a great plan for me. And I'm going to just keep going. And that word, what you just gave me, just pushed me even more to be more motivated. So I appreciate
Amen.
That, Pastor.
Praise God. We believe in you, and you know we got your back, and we continue to pray for you. And we know, I see you. I already see you sitting up in the corner office. I already see you running at the top of your career at the post office or wherever it is that God will put your feet, that you will be. So we just thank God that you will get your degree. So the devil is already defeated, and we just thank God for you calling in tonight. So God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, well, see me this Sunday. I have Sundays off now. Thank God for that.
Oh, praise the Lord. So we'll see you Sunday, son.
Okay.
Okay, God bless you.
All right.
Amen. Amen. We're going to take this last, I believe it's the last call. They just keep coming in. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Area code 973. God bless you.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
God bless you. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Bless you, Pastor Anthony. Rebecca. Online. I was trying to make it on my phone for some reason. So I just called through my computer. I wanted to ask for prayer tonight. Just ask prayer. I continue to go for, I'm thanking God for allowing me to be transparent. Certain things he had in my heart to open up, allow him to continue on to go. What I just asked for prayer, strength and knowledge.
Okay, amen. Well, we could, you're kind of garbled with the computer, but we're gonna pray for you anyway, amen. We heard most of it. I believe we heard what we need to hear. We heard that you need prayer, amen. Amen. Yes. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Tina Lane, your woman servant, your daughter, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon her life, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. Even in this new season in her life, God, we thank you for the newness of life. We thank you for the fresh anointing, God. We thank you for the fresh fire, oh glory, hallelujah, that's being stirred up in her belly, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. And even now, God, I pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost afresh and anew over her life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I lay hands on it in the spirit realm. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and I stir up the fire of the Holy Ghost, Father God, in her belly, in Jesus' name, Lord, continue to work a worker of life. We thank you for healing, we thank you for deliverance, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for renewed joy, we thank you for peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding, God. I thank you, Lord, for walking with her and talking with her, for being her strength, oh God, for being her, Father God, her friend and that sticks close to and the brother for being, Father God, her help in the time of trouble, oh God. I thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God, hallelujah, for being the lifter of her head, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being her redeemer, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, for doors opening, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for renewed strength. God is renewing your strength, hallelujah. We thank you for renewed strength, God. We thank you, Lord, for a fresh impartation of joy. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine purpose, hallelujah, that you have over her life, oh God, that she shall live out her purpose, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for divine purpose. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, ordering and directing her steps, oh God, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for your hand upon her life. Continue to keep her. Continue to uplift her, continue to bless her, continue to direct her, continue to, Father God, impart unto her, continue to, Father God, empower her to do the things that you called her to do, God. Continue to give her fresh opportunities, God, as she, Father God, hallelujah, continues to walk out her walk with you, this journey that you have her on. So, Lord, we just thank you for your hand upon her life. We thank you for your anointing upon her life, God. We thank you, Father God, for doors opening, doors of opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for employment. We thank you for, Father God, provision, oh God, and prosperity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need, God, in her house. Meet every need in her that she has in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give her the desires of her heart, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for letting her be in good health and prospering, even as her soul prospers. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Tina Lane on tonight, God. Give her what she's desiring in this season, oh, God. Open the eyes of her understanding, God. Direct her path, oh, God, and continually ignite her fire in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So God bless you. Know that God is doing a new thing, a fresh and a new in your life. Continue to enjoy. Allow God to stir up, my God, himself in you. Oh, glory. Continue to allow God to stir up himself in you, his spirit in you. He's a whisper away. He's in you. He's upon you. He's with you. And God is bringing you into a season. He showed me he's bringing you to a season of restoration. My God, restoration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, that's our last call for tonight. We thank God for Sister Tina. Pastor, I just saw the determination of the callers tonight.
Oh, yes. Oh,
from when we started, the Apostle Paul said, I'm going to fight the good fight of
Jesus.
Faith. And I got in, you know, Elijah going to school in the fall. Our granddaughter, Kevin and Vanita. Kevin's going to graduate later in the year. Our young people, these are new creation.
Yes.
And we're so godly proud of them.
Yes.
And understanding the power of prayer. And everyone on this prayer line,
yes,
God has great things in mind
my
for you.
God.
So
my
keep
God.
Fighting the good fight of faith.
Yes.
And watch God show up and show out in your
yes,
life.
God.
We're going to play James Fortune, I Believe. And that's what y'all showed us tonight.
just call in through all kinds of distractions that we believe the word of God. Good night, everyone. Love each and every one of you. We'll be at our church Wednesday and Thursday, 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night and Thursday night, and 12:30 p.m. on Sunday. God has been moving mightily at New Creation Church, and we thank God for you.
Amen. And just one more thing before we play the music. As I thought about what you said, Pastor, about how Kathy Tonsil, Brother Elijah, and Sister Tina, as they press through, as you guys press through, God showed me that there's a blessing in the pressing. My God, there is a blessing wrapped up in your perseverance. My God, you are destroying. I see demons they're falling by the wayside because they can't hold on to you, because you're moving through and you're pushing and you're drawing near to God and you're resisting the devil, and the demons have to flee. My God, so it's like you're moving forward, and it's like a force. And you're moving through this force, and everything that's opposing you has to fall by the wayside. My God, everything that's opposing you is a force, God's force, his power is moving you through this thing called life during this season, and everything that's opposing you has to fall off of you, has to fall by the wayside in the name of Jesus. We bind up every hindering spirit, and we thank God for loosing your mobility and loosing your power and loosing your faith in this season in Jesus' name. I believe. James Fortune, God bless you, daughter. God bless you, people of God. Go with peace and serve the Lord.
Days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
God bless you.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe.
I know he will.
I believe.
trust in him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.